Nurses are calling for more support in the aged care sector. Speaking at the Aged Care Royal Commission in SA, nurse Sharon Lawrence said the decline in the number of nurses must be fixed as there's too few staff and not enough time. The Nursing and Midwifery Federation's Federal Secretary, Annie Butler, joins me now. Hi, Annie.
Hi. Good morning. Thanks.
Does the union agree with the sentiments of nurse Sharon Lawrence?
We could not agree more, absolutely. And of course, Sharon is one of our members. And we would just say that the critical feature in fixing the crisis in aged care is staffing and getting the staffing right. And that means both the right numbers of staff and the right types of staff. As Sharon points out, we have seen a terrible decline in the proportion of registered and enrolled nurses that we have in the aged care system across the entire country in the last two decades. But we've also seen a decline in the numbers of total care staff in proportion to the aged care residents and the elderly living in their own homes that they're trying to deliver care to. And what that means is that on way too many occasions that both nurses and care workers are not able to deliver the safe quality care that they know that the elderly person both needs and deserves.
Right. So I suppose the shortage of nurses and carers means a double whammy then. It affects the quality of the experience as a nurse and also as a consumer in the aged care realm.
That's a really good way to put it. And that's exactly what happens. So it's not just, and although this is a terrible thing, it's not just that the elderly person themselves isn't getting the care when they need it or they're not getting it in a timely manner. But that's the core goal of nurses and for many care workers as well. Their core goal is to deliver the best care that they can, the safe quality care. And what happens is that they leave their shifts feeling distressed, upset, and then, of course, unfulfilled, but also as if they haven't met their sort of professional requirements. So it's a, you know, increasingly distressing situation, as you say, for both the nurse and the worker and the consumer.
Mm. So I understand you're calling for a doubling of nurses, right, and 80,000 more direct carers. Do you think, what would that do for the sector?
Yeah, what we're calling for in residential aged care is a doubling in the proportion of registered nurses that we currently have, because we've seen that decline over the last 20 years to now around 14% or less of registered nurses making up the entire aged care workforce. And we say that to have enough time and enough skills and knowledge in the sector to deliver and ensure that safe quality care, we need that the proportion of the workforce to be 30% registered nurses. So what that would do is bring the skills and knowledge required, and then if we have enough increase in the numbers of care workers around them together as a team, which is so often how nursing care is delivered, through a nursing team, it means that the team can make sure that they're giving the right care across all the needs of the people in their care and, most importantly, at the right time.
Do you have any thoughts about the way this could be funded? It's a really tricky one because it's government and private, you know, both government and privately funded sector. It's a very difficult situation, I think.
Yeah, so, and we would certainly say that some of that difficulty has led to some of the problems that we certainly see in the sector. And because sometimes the federal government funds it but has a sort of hands-off approach. So there's insufficient regulation and checking and absolutely not nearly enough transparency across how the current funding is used. So we're saying it's going to need two things. We know that there'll be some increases in funding needed in order to be able to increase the supply in the workforce and in the way that we're talking about. And we think that that also requires a 10%, minimum 10% wage increase so that we can remove the disparity in pays across health and aged care sectors. But the critical thing that really needs to happen is that we need to see clear, really clear rules for transparency and accountability from aged care providers in how they use that funding. So we're asking for the government to work out, do a proper check, work out what funding is required. And we've done some analysis to assist them in this process. But check that out and then make rules about so that they quarantine, they guarantee that this particular pocket of funding that comes from the taxpayer goes to where the taxpayer wants it to go, and that's to ensuring the right numbers of the right types of staff to deliver quality care, and then that the aged care providers have to publicly report how they've used that money, what their staffing has been, where it's gone, and if they didn't use that money for providing quality care, it needs to be returned to the government.
Thanks so much for your time today, Annie Butler.
That's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.